This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, February 9th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Scott Waldman in Capital, New York, reports on an application for a 250-mile northeast expansion pipeline in the planning stages to ship natural gas fracked in other states through Albany, Rensselaer, and Columbia counties and into New England. The application would need to be filed, Waldman writes, quote, with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which would have oversight of the project, said Richard Wheatley, a spokesman for Kinder Morgan, the company that has proposed the pipeline. Kinder Morgan has already begun approaching landowners in Massachusetts and will soon do so in New York, Wheatley said, unquote. The proposal, which you can see on newsroom.wgxc.org and in Capital, New York, would connect to a pipeline in Schoharie County and continue to Berkshire County in Massachusetts. The cost for the project could exceed $2.5 billion, according to Waldman's story. You can see the full story in Capital, New York. When Vice President Joe Biden visited Governor Andrew Cuomo in Albany January 7th, they unveiled, quote, reimagining New York for a new reality, unquote, a $17 billion strategy that, among other post-Hurricane Sandy storm-related projects, includes upgrading New York's weather warning system. The plan calls for, quote, building the most advanced weather detection system in the nation, with 125 interconnected weather stations to provide real-time warnings of local extreme weather and flood conditions, unquote. On Friday, February 7th, Cuomo unveiled $23.6 million in spending on updating the state's weather detection equipment and upping weather stations around the state from 27 to 125, with 17 higher-grade profiling stations. Nationally, the National Weather Service has 1,021 transmitters broadcasting local weather radio around the clock. Locally, you can see five transmitters circle green in Columbia counties on a map at newsroom.wgxc.org, providing all but the most mountainous areas of Greene County with weather radio coverage. Weather radio receivers are available widely, and many car receivers, scanners, and other receivers also receive the NOAA weather radio frequencies. Tune in to these weather frequencies locally for emergency weather information in Columbia County, the Albany transmitter at 162.550 megahertz, and the Highland transmitter at 162.475 megahertz are both theoretically receivable. In Greene County, the Albany transmitter at 162.550 megahertz and the Highland transmitter at 465 megahertz are available in different parts, as is the Delaware County transmitter in Stamford at 162.400 megahertz. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for listings of the transmitters in available for reception in Albany, Delaware, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Ulster counties, as well as the coverage maps and links to all the National Weather Service weather radio information. National Weather Service in Albany predicts 50% chance of snow showers, mainly after noon on Sunday, cloudy with a high near 25. Sunday night snow is more likely, mainly before 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 14. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible on Sunday. Monday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 26. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 7. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 19. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.